USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An apparent new entry in the Democratic presidential race is leading President Trump in a new national poll. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg filing paperwork a couple of days ago to be on the ballot in the Alabama primary in March. The new Morning Consult Politico poll shows Bloomberg is leading Trump by 6 percentage points among likely voters. President Trump says he's likely to release the transcript of another phone call he had with Ukraine's president. He says he'll probably do so on Tuesday, telling reporters outside the White House,
"Read the transcript. It's all about the transcript. They're having people. I never even heard of some of these people. I don't know who they are. And by the way, it's all third-hand knowledge. But regardless of what anyone says, read the transcript."
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
South Korea says the U.S. is very actively trying to persuade North Korea to come back to the negotiation table. A statement coming today comes as a year-end North Korean deadline is getting very close. South Korea's national security advisor saying they've been taking North Korea's deadline very seriously. Last April, the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, gave the U.S. a year-end deadline to show more flexibility in the denuclearization talks. Firefighters battling a 34-acre brush fire in the Hollywood Hills say they've halted the flames' forward progress. L.A. Fire Department spokesman Brian Humphrey says the Barham Fire broke out just before 2 p.m. yesterday along Barham Boulevard, that's east of Universal City, and south of the Warner Brothers Studios. The fire now 15% contained. USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The original iconic Marlboro Man has died. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The original Marlboro Man died at his Colorado Springs home over the weekend at the ripe old age of 90, likely because he never actually smoked cigarettes. Bob Norris was an actor, rancher, and father who played the role of a smoking cowboy on billboards, television, and the pages of magazines for more than 12 years. Ad executives first tracked the rugged Colorado native at his ranch in Pueblo, Colorado, after seeing a photo of him in a newspaper alongside his longtime friend, John Wayne. Norris quit the business suddenly after realizing he was setting a bad example for his kids. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Three more toys have just been added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Magic the Gathering, a collectible and digital card game, Matchbox miniature toy cars and trucks, and The Coloring Book were the three inductees for 2019. Mattel Senior Vice President Jason Horowitz says of the Matchbox cars and trucks,
"We like to think of each car as a key to discovery and the freedom to explore the world."
The three inductees this year were selected from 12 finalists, which had met basic criteria. To date, 68 toys have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, located in Rochester, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.